Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
She don't care about my car.
Yeah, episode 27, Future Bachelor.
27 feels so weird.
Yeah, it does. We're getting old.
That's real good, because I don't
like,
got
we have more like podcasts like by number than like my age.
Yeah,
you know?
No. Mean nothing. But you know what?
She likes me for me. Not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford.
Oh my God, Robert Redford, though.
What she sees.
I might let the drive for a second.
My insecure conditions and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen.
She don't care about my big screen.
Not even the big screen?
My collection of DVDs.
Or my collection of DVDs.
I'm sure he has a great collection.
Things like that just never mattered much to her.
Come on,
plus she don't watch too much TV. Let's go, B! She don't care that I could buy her.
You can tell this is one of my favorite songs.
Really? Yeah,
but it's
awesome.
She ain't never been.
Yo,
she really wants to go. I think deep down she knows that. All she has to say is when.
Ooh, wow.
She likes me for me. Not because. Let's go!
This is so cute. What a cute song.
I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me. So glad I found her once again. And I'm so glad I found her once again.
Yo, guys, welcome to episode 27 of Future Bachelor.
What a good one. That's a good throwback, honestly.
My name is
Cy. I'm Veronica.
And, yeah, you've reached the show. We got producer Dylan.
You've reached us. I like how we always say.
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe they just, like, got into a new dimension.
It sounds like a thing for, like, a voicemail. Like, you've reached the...
You've reached Future Bachelor. Please leave a message or fuck off. But no, I feel like, you know, if someone traveled to this dimension, they somehow, like, what is
they
this?
They just, like, pop through
they put
our
the
TV
headphones.
Here.
Yeah, they put the headphones on. They're like, what is this? You've reached us. So, yeah, guys, sorry we got a little weird there in the beginning.
We're just talking to, you know, different
yeah,
dimensions.
Send moods! A little inside joke, but... Anyways, we got producer Dylan in the building again. What's up, dude? What's going on over there in producer world?
On the bed.
Just, you know, doing the audio thing.
Just, you know. Producing.
And people, like, for those who don't know, he, like, is, you know, like, maybe 8 feet from us.
Yeah, he's, like, right there. So he's chilling over there in
the
back.
He gets comfy on Cy's bed.
Well, all right, come on. Pause. I meant to push this one.
150% straight episode. If you
all right, where were we supposed to go there? But anyway, speaking of Dylan, happy congratulations on 1 month with Future Bachelor.
Yeah.
How does it feel, man?
Flew by. It really did.
I don't know. Every week when Dylan shows up, I'm surprised we have a producer.
Yeah, I had no idea it'd been already a full month.
I know. Well, we love you,
time
Dylan.
Flies
appreciate
when
you
you're
here.
Having fun.
Exactly. So how have you been, V? What's been going on?
I was gone this weekend at a wedding for my friends Jake and Kayla.
Okay, what up, Jake and Kayla?
In Herman, Missouri. I literally had like no service at their actual wedding. Reception and ceremony and everything.
Yeah, I felt like you dropped off, you know, you went off the grid or something.
I know, but then I posted
I was like, am
stuff.
I going to have a host?
I posted stuff later, so don't worry. Okay. But, like, it actually was nice. It was nice. I just had my phone down on the table. I was dancing.
Okay.
I was drinking. I was having a good old time with a lot of my old college friends that I don't get to see a lot, but I get to see them, like, multiple times. Like, I saw them for Vegas with the same folks that I was with in Vegas, and then I'll see them in a month for another friend's wedding.
Okay.
So it's like kind of like we're gonna get sick of each other.
No, appreciate it, because like you don't have years like that every year.
I
like,
know.
You know, so it's just
I know
like
it's like but
things.
It's like I feel like I'm gonna have like such withdrawals.
Yeah, well, you're going into holiday mode. We got Thanksgiving. It's time for family and
yeah, true.
You know, maybe some like what do they call it, they call this cuffing season.
It is cuffing season.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm doing a bad job.
Yeah, I know, we're supposed to. Well, I've been missing a couple seasons, so Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I feel like I've never cuffed. I never have someone to cuddle during the winter months.
Hey, man, I feel like I save money during the holidays because of that. So it's like, whatever.
Whatever, because then I'm just buying my brothers and whatever shit. I don't think I'm really saving any more money.
Yeah.
Just plus, allocating it differently.
I feel like I wish I was a better gift giver.
I'm a good gift giver.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to Amazon, now I am too. Because I just like, what's your address? All right. Cool. Gift wrap that for me, please. Yeah, a little charge some.
I feel like sometimes Amazon just really like overwhelms me. Unless I know like what I'm looking for, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, during that Amazon Prime week or day or whatever.
And you had your winnings,
too. Yeah, I had my winnings. What'd you do with your winnings? I went on Amazon Prime Day. And
hard as a motherfucker.
You got to do what you got to do. But I still have a whole box of goodies over there.
Yeah. You've worn some of your clothes that you bought. See that? I always like everybody I know buys like random pieces from Amazon, like clothing. Mm-hmm. And they'll always be like, I'll compliment them like Amazon. I'm like, I could never. That's like just so not like my form of clothes shopping. Like,
I am not like that either. Like I'm I just shop at H&M, but like really I was just like, hey, I want a floral jacket. And I was like, let me see what a large looks like.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a universal large. So that's just kind of like my thing, but
size wise, I know my size pretty well, but it's just
for girls. I would understand. It might be a little different. You guys come in all shapes and sizes, so we're just pretty much just like large, medium, small, or extra, extra large. But this past weekend was really fun. I actually got to like hang out around my neighborhood for the first time. Like
cool.
Went to like a show, Grateful Dead show, and I wanted to bring this up because like, so every time I go out about like, you know, walking around town, I'll always have like a pocket full of stickers.
Obviously, I actually meant to put some up around, but I had like nowhere to put them up like when I was in Missouri for like the 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's like no one's going to see it. What a woodchuck.
I should have put some in the truck stop.
Ooh,
damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be back in a month.
That's a pretty smart idea.
I'll be back in a month.
But yeah, so I started doing this thing where like we took our stickers and we're like putting them on each other's backs.
Yeah, I saw some of your Instagram
stories. So we're doing this fight. Like all our friends were like putting the Future Bastard stickers on each other's backs at his concert, but then we're like, yo, all right, stop doing each other, let's get random people.
Hey guys, stop doing each other.
Stop hitting each other's backs. So we're like, yo, we made up this game where we're like, all right, we're gonna find marks for each of us. So I was like, yo, you get that person. All right, who do I get? You get that person.
Well,
so
that's kind of fun.
It was fun.
I like this.
So we had to just like go like literally in the crowd and like put a sticker on someone's back and like and be like, oh, excuse me. And they'd be like, yo, look at their back. So by the end of the concert,
I
did get a picture because, like, I don't know why, but at the end of the concert, there were so many people.
Jersey-y.
Yeah. There were so many people with Future Bachelor stickers on their back. I actually walked back to my place for more stickers because we're having so much fun.
I might need to restock.
Oh, yeah. You know where to come. I got you. Let's go.
Yeah. We probably still. How much of our backs do we still have?
Not many, but a lot. So, I've been doing. I mean, there was like 2,000 of them. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, I went over to my friend Wes's place, and he has a podcast. And shout out to my homie Wes. And he started a new podcast called Ultralight Podcast. And episode 1 actually dropped today, Wednesday. You guys are hearing this tomorrow, so it dropped yesterday. So check out Ultralight. It's available on Apple and I think SoundCloud and all that stuff. So, and on YouTube, Ultralight Podcast. He actually interviewed me for episode 4.
Fine.
Yeah, so we got to talk about.
What does he talk about on his podcast?
It's really just open format. He invites like, you know, people, tastemakers, people making moves and stuff around all his friends. Yeah. So, you know, he's the homie. And he started a podcast and pretty much we just talk about what we do and what's going on in our lives and pretty much what we do here, except we don't talk really about like current topics or current events and all that stuff. We're just talking about our lives and the come up. So check that out. Check out for me on episode 4 of Ultralight Podcast. Shout out to Wes. So that's pretty much what I did all weekend. Rest of it, I just rested.
Yeah.
I fell asleep after that podcast recording and woke up really late. And I was like, damn, I missed the lantern parade.
Yeah, I was sad that I was out of town for that. It looked really cool.
So, what do we got for some crickets?
I don't know if that was better than last week.
I mean,
I think you needed to wait like a second.
Or whatever. All right, what do we got for some quickets?
Okay, so my man's Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Our man's
broke his foot.
I like him too.
But like, I want to marry him.
Okay, yeah, okay. There, he's your man then.
Broke his foot at a tour stop in Dallas, I believe.
Oh no.
And he had to cancel, like he had to end that show 30 minutes early.
Yeah, people were like, what's going on? They thought like an encore was gonna come out or something.
Well, no, yeah. Like 30 minutes early. Like, I mean, his set, because I went to his concert here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're our insider for this.
I am. His set isn't super long, honestly. Mm-hmm. So like 30 minutes early is like a decent chunk.
Okay.
But yeah, Dallas broke his foot and had to cancel the rest of his tour, which really sucks because this is his farewell tour. Like, this is the end.
Yeah, he's saying that he's not doing any more music tours.
No.
Like, he might go do something else.
And he's like not even like really going to be doing music.
That's so weird.
I think he's trying to focus more on acting and producing and stuff like that. But
that's cool. But like, it's like music.
I know.
It's good.
I know. I mean, obviously, I know. I love his music.
Yeah.
But it's so that's sad.
So
like,
yeah.
I don't know if like he'll like actually reschedule anything or not. But like, I mean, a broken foot, feet, like the foot, ankle area.
Do you know how he broke it?
Hang on. I've got the article up. I think. I don't know. I think he was just dancing and stuff on stage. Triggered an old injury while doing splits. Damn. Donald.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yikes.
And there's nothing like a broken something to just like really put a wrench in your like plans.
Broken feet and ankles and stuff. I'm sorry, my voice sounds really weird. I've got like a weird throat thing happening.
Yeah, can you back up a little bit? All right.
It's not contagious.
Okay, continue.
That stuff takes the longest to heal. Like I got a high ankle sprain like in March before my college graduation. And I like almost broke my ankle. I remember the doctors being like, you know, football players, these are the kinds of sprains they get. And I was like, yes, I know. I actually know sports. Thank you. But like I had to like wear like a brace and everything like up until pretty much my graduation. Like,
wow. I mean, just breaking my elbow last year. I mean, that really made me understand like, dude, like don't take swinging your arms around for granted, you know? So.
Like, and my ankle is still like, even to this day, it's still like, I mean like, your ankle, like if you do anything, your ankle will like never be exactly the same.
Wow.
Like,
I don't know if I have full extent of my arm or anything.
Yeah,
but
we're fucked.
But so is Donald Glover. So speedy recovery to the homie, and hopefully he figures out a way to make his future show purchasers of tickets happy, because that sucks, man. Imagine like being like, dude, this is farewell tour. I got tickets and they're sold out. And then
that's kind of what I think about, like, still rest in peace, Mac Miller. That's what I think about a lot of the people that had tickets to his shows.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like, he was supposed to be coming to Atlanta.
That'd be cool, though. Like, to at least be like, I bought a ticket to his last show. Like, I have whatever.
Like, Mac Miller was supposed to be in Atlanta, I think, in the next month.
Damn.
Isn't that sad?
Rest in peace.
God, now I'm sad again.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Sorry for bringing that mood down, everybody.
Just bring it up. Jeez. Bring it back up. All right. So what else we got?
Let's talk about beef.
Okay. What do we got for beef? Is it what's for dinner?
I would say so.
Okay. What do we got?
So Kanye got back on the gram, and he did some Instagram story videos and stuff like that, where he's just walking around the Shy,
Essentially, what he was doing.
Talking about his feelings.
Yeah, well, obviously, he's been going through it since the Pusha T Drake drama.
He's been going through it.
And the MAGA, controversy.
Oh,
and
yikes, yeah.
Him saying
that.
Like, I don't know. Well, but all the bunch of shit he's been doing. Kanye was walking around Chicago kind of, like, venting and, like, literally name-calling at some people and, like, he named three people, but the two notable ones we're going to talk about is he talked about Drake, and then he talked about Nick Cannon. And I seen all the situations that he's talking about. The Nick Cannon situation, I think, stemmed from
Cannon and like didn't Kim like hook up before him?
I mean, essentially, I think that might have happened.
Rumor,
allegedly
the rumors.
I mean, Nick Cannon said he dated Kim Kardashian for a minute, and that was probably before she, when she was like holding Paris Hilton's handbag, yeah, or something, about to like, say, yeah, or right after Ray J or some stuff like
LOL.
That.
LOL.
Yeah. So, she like, so he was like, you know, because me and he said something, and Nick was like kind of finessing the like the conversation.
Nick was definitely like, Nick has been like trying to like stoke that flame.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, I dated Kanye before, or I dated Kim before Kanye did, and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, Kanye's not
Nick
about
Cannon's
that.
Been trying to stay relevant for a while. And
I mean, honestly, I mean, I'll finish my thought on that, but I feel like Nick Cannon is like a very underestimated figure in African American, like for African American culture and for comedians. Like,
oh, I think he definitely deserves a spot.
Yeah, I mean, he comes off as corny. Maybe he did a couple bad movies or something like that. But like, literally.
But like, think about it. He was like a teen on Nickelodeon.
He's been doing this thing, like, yeah, forever. Yeah, since he was, you know, a kid. Underneath Kenan Thompson and all these different people. Love like it. That we've been on, like Wildin' Out, are now on like Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Pete Davidson is one of them. Pete yeah. Davidson started off on Wildin' Out underneath
really?
Nick Cannon.
I actually didn't know that.
I believe that's, I mean, he was doing stand-up comedy, but I believe Pete Davidson was on Wildin' Out before Saturday Night Live. So, you know, like, actually, like, Nick Cannon is like a breeding ground for like young comedians, and it's like a platform for them to like jump off. And so, essentially, let's go back to Kanye and him. Like, so in this interview, Nick Cannon was like, yeah, I dated Kim Kardashian briefly. I actually introduced Kanye to Kim. He like said that. And then, so Kanye to Nick was like, dude, don't bring up my wife. Stop acting like you hooked up with her before that. I ain't trying to hear that's my wife. Like, you know. And he just pretty much was like, don't bring her up. Like, I don't want you talking
about
that.
And then he kind of like spun that off into this whole thing with Drake, because he was all like, you know, if I had a girlfriend in Chicago named like whatever, something with an R, and I was saying like Riri.
Yeah.
And I like said that in a song, like, because how Drake said like, Kiki, do you love me?
Yeah. And then, you know, if you like follow like Kardashians or out,
that's
they call,
like, that's like Kim's like nickname.
Yeah, they call her Kiki or Keeks. Like, they just do that. So I don't, they don't know. They think like Kanye was calling out Drake, being like, you know what you were doing.
Like, you know what you were doing. Yeah. I wouldn't do that to you.
And then
like,
I didn't, no one thought about that, I don't think.
No, people have been saying that. In the, like, people have been like saying like, oh, so is Kiki Kim? Is Kiki Kim?
I never thought that though. And I'm like, I talk about this stuff every week.
But large majority of like entertainment media did.
Okay. So yeah, so Kanye essentially was coming at them, and apparently, you know, today, you know, then Nick Cannon responded and was like, look, I'm sorry, you can't tell me what I can or cannot say. I wasn't coming from a place of disrespect. I don't think I said anything disrespectful.
No, it's just like, I mean, it's like also just like timeline of life, like, yeah, that, like, whatever, like, him and Kim were a thing and like whatever. It's like, but now it's like kind of like, I feel like Kanye's so insecure that he's like, don't talk about my wife. But it's like, whatever. It's like different time.
I do. But honestly, just looking at it, it's like, Nick, so you're saying you dated Kim Kardashian. You liked her. You hooked up with her. And then you passed her off to Kanye. Like, you're trying to make it sound like you're like, here's my leftovers or something like that. Right? And he didn't like try to make it sound like that, but he had a hint of that in his the interview.
Yeah.
And so I could kind of see where Kanye was coming from, but it's all love. Like, Nick handled it like a G pretty much. And he was like, dude. And then he spun it to be like, yo, we're about to hit our like something crazy episode, like 100th or 500th episode of like Wildin' Out. You should come, because Kanye's been on the show before.
Yeah,
you should come and like be a part of that. And we can, you know, show that it's all love, make jokes and blah, blah, blah. It's all love. Like, he's like, we can make Mariah Kim jokes, like, you're gonna say all day.
Yes.
So Nick Cannon definitely has a tougher skin, I think, when it comes to that, and the Drake Kanye beef continues. So that's pretty much all we had to report on that one. What else we got?
Okay, so you were telling me something about something with Meek Mill and Ed Sheeran. What's the deal with that?
Okay, so yeah, I saw a post on Meek Mill, I think, was like, had shared a photo of him putting the Dream Chasers, which is his label and his crew, chain over Ed Sheeran. So people are speculating, you know, Meek Mill is like ramping up like the release of his new album, and people are really anticipating this album being like
he just got out of jail, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to make the best music he has in a while. So
I mean, like, I would hope that would be your goal after being in jail, is like, let me be better.
Yeah. And then he just like rekindled things with Drake and stuff. So mm-hmm. him and Drake are like playing ping pong again. And
thank God.
Yeah. And
the bros are back.
Yeah. So these features, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a Drake feature on there. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw an Ed Sheeran feature
on a Meek Mill album.
I'm here for it.
What do you think that's going to be like?
I don't know, but it's
like. Do you think like Ed Sheeran's going to do some of the writing for it? Like, what do you think?
I think it's going to be.
Ed Sheeran is a big like pop writer. Like, he's written a ton of great pop songs that, you know, other famous pop artists.
Yeah.
And like, whenever I hear like, what is it? What is the Justin Bieber song? Love Yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could tell from that second that you start listening to it that it's an Ed Sheeran.
I know. I love when Ed Sheeran, he's one of my favorite writers and producers. Him, Charlie Puth, like Benny Blanco.
Okay,
those are my favorites right now.
I love Charlie Puth, like unabashedly.
Yeah, I mean too. Like those guys are like amazing songwriters. Like I just look up to them so much. But Ed Sheeran's written for hip hop before. He's written songs for Lupe Fiasco. He's written songs for, with, I think, Travi or who else? Eminem, he's done stuff with and stuff.
Yeah,
so he has a track record of doing hip hop. So that's
The Weeknd,
cool.
He's done stuff. Ed Sheeran has done stuff with The Weeknd.
Really? Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff he's doing. So I think it could be good. I think it would be great. You know, Ed Sheeran probably gave him like his dopest like record for,
I'm sure.
You know, so just keep a lookout for that. I thought that was interesting. I'm looking forward to a Meek Mill album.
Me too.
It's probably going to do better than Nicki Minaj's album.
Yikes.
Too soon?
Yikes.
Too soon?
Wow, like even Dylan over there is like kind of like giggling like to himself about that one.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes.
I love when you say that. So what else we got? Let's wrap up these quick hits.
Okay, so Maroon 5, rumored. It's still rumored. Like, I don't think it's been like actually like set in stone
mm-hmm.
that they're going to perform at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, people have been saying like rumored.
No, I feel like they are. There's no way that Maroon 5 wouldn't be performing.
Well, people are upset about it because like it's Atlanta,
yeah,
where the Super Bowl is gonna be.
Yep, that's sick. Like hometown.
Yeah, and like the issue is that like, you know, there's other big artists, rappers, etc. But like Maroon 5 is the safe pick. If we're gonna go by like market watching situation,
I never thought that they picked like the person who's from there, like, you know what I'm saying? Has that ever been the case? Like Atlanta's getting kind of sensitive.
I mean,
they did a whole
tribute to Prince in Minnesota for last,
yeah, but that's way different than that was like he just died, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they were in his like hometown or something,
yeah,
like that, so like that's understandable. But
I mean, but like,
it's not like they had like a native from there to.
They've
perform.
Done other similar things. I don't know. But whatever.
I mean, the last couple of years have been Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Lady Gaga. Like,
well,
those
I mean,
are
like Bruno Mars is
Janet Jackson,
is
Justin
Hawaii.
Timberlake. No one ever is performing from the local area. Like, that's just not what it is.
Well,
but Atlanta has a lot of. I do see a reason why.
And I just think people are like, this is like the safe. It's like Maroon 5 is the safe like option for, like, to be honest, the white folks.
Well, this is definitely a huge combative topic right now, heightened topic because of the NFL and.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what
that
my
stuff.
Friends and I were discussing. We're like, okay, safe topic, mm-hmm. like, let's not try to ruffle any more feathers. But it's also kind of like, but in turn, you're ruffling feathers.
Yeah, no,
because
I think
like,
well, it was rumored that, I mean, obviously when they announced Maroon 5, I started telling people in the newsroom that like that was like, yo, they've done songs with Future, they've done songs
yeah,
with Kendrick
like,
Lamar, they've
so
done
like,
songs
I would
with
hope that they those folks
Cardi
come
B.
out. Like, people think that Cardi B is gonna come out but probably do a mini set.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Which would be dope.
I would love to see Cardi B performing at the Super Bowl. Like, that's Nicki Minaj has done that, I don't think. Like, she hasn't performed, right?
Has she?
I don't think so.
I'm about to look it up.
Yeah,
Stand by.
I mean, dude, there's nothing that would piss Nicki Minaj off more than her performing a mini set. And she could. She could rock like a little 5-10 minute set, like,
yeah, like a little medley.
Me, if you wanted to.
Oh,
yo, that'd be crazy.
She performed as part of Madonna's set.
Of course. But she didn't get a whole set.
Nah.
So, so that'd be cool to see Cardi out there. I don't know if Atlanta would be happy with that, but it would definitely.
I think Atlanta would be chill with Cardi. Like, she's dating.
I think they just need an African American. Like, they need to have some of that in there.
Yeah, for God's sake. Yeah.
You know, so
I mean,
so.
Like, Atlanta has the highest concentration of African Americans in any city in the U.S.
Interesting. So that might happen. Prediction. And then the
I'll put it in the prediction.
Okay. Did you have a retraction?
What did I have a retraction?
From last week about what's her name?
Millie Bobby Brown.
No. Bad Baby.
Oh yeah, correction, not a retraction.
Okay.
A correction. So I've heard it pronounced Bad Barbie, like with the H emphasis.
Uh huh.
Like bad of, like, I can't even do
Bobby.
It. I can't do it with my, with my throat situation. But it is Bad Baby.
So that I was right, right?
So yeah, for once I was right.
And you were what?
I was wrong for once. For once.
You were wrong.
Dylan was wrong too, though. So like Dylan and I.
What do you have to say for yourself,
Dylan and
man?
I were on the same page for that one.
I can't say anything because I said Bobby because it's spelled like that.
Yeah.
I think the H is before the A, so
it is before the A.
So that's where the baby would come in. But either way, you both get a double.
Unreal.
I'll take it.
Unreal. No.
I'll take it. L's. Getting
L's.
Tossed around here.
L's, yeah. So, taking them left and right.
So, I guess the biggest news that kind of came out of the last week was Cosby is going to jail.
Jesus, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like very interesting. Like, is he going to be, is there more cases for him? Or is this it?
What do you mean by that?
Like, is he going to be still in jail and like, you know, going, I mean, is there more cases against him?
Dozens of women that
I'm just saying, is he gonna have to go on trial again?
I don't believe so, no, because just like how I'm trying to remember how it all panned out, but it was like she, like Andrea, I think, is the only one who actually was got to have her stuff put to trial,
like had evidence or something.
It was, yeah, which it's just like all this sexual assault stuff is like really tricky. And
is this our main topic or what else? It's, we got,
I mean. It could be.
All right. What do we have? Too many main topics. We can get into the other one, or we can run with this one. But I just don't want you to get all hype about it.
Yeah. Well, because like I feel like I can't talk about this without like talking about all the stuff happening with like accusers coming.
Okay. Well, I got a question.
Yeah. Ask me a question.
Do you think that like times are different? Like people are different. Like general people, like not
when
just
you
men
say
or
times
women.
Are different.
Like people, like were taking drugs back then. Like, you know, like,
yeah, but like not like unbeknownst to them. Not like, what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what it was like back then or whatever.
But like,
but,
I mean, still, like you, he, like they,
like
did,
they would joke about it on TV. Yeah, like he was joking about it on,
but like
public.
They
TV.
Didn't consent to like being drugged, obviously.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to, you know, him being like 81 years old, like, I mean, obviously, like, I can tell,
like,
you.
So yeah, he got sentenced to 3 to 10 years, which originally that sentence was supposed to be up closer to like 30.
So you're happy with like this 80-year-old one man just
not
in jail?
Really.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think even though he's old and he's like losing his vision and like whatever, I still think like, because for more like principle's sake and like for the sake of like this shit keeps happening to other people, I feel like he, like, and this reminds me of like the Brock Turner stuff. Like he was the Stanford swimmer kid who raped a woman and got put in jail for like literally like he was supposed to be in jail for 6 months, got out after like 3.
Wow.
6 months. Yeah, exactly.
Can't even do the full 6.
Yeah, no, got let off early. And for me, I feel like it's more about like sure, he's old and he's probably going to die in jail anyways, but I think they've been like negotiating a house arrest situation or whatever.
How long do you think he'll spend in there? He's got 3 to 10. I don't even know if he'll see the 3.
I don't know. But I just think, there's folks that have been put in jail for way longer for petty like marijuana situations for like way longer. So like my issue is just kind of like, even though, yeah, he's going to die probably early into any sentence that
he when
has.
You put it in perspective like that, it starts really making me mad, actually.
Yeah, and just, yeah, exactly. I think that's probably why I'm more upset, is that there's a lot of, like, situations where there's folks that are getting put into, like, our jails, especially, like, it's kind of funny because Cosby's obviously black, but, like, there's black people who are being put into jails, like, disproportionately for lesser crimes.
For money. People are putting them, they want to put them in there to fill up these jails.
It's like exactly.
Private
it's
industry.
Exactly. That's the issue. And then it's like, but then there's, like, actual people like doing awful, awful things. And like, he was a serial rapist. Like, yeah, that was like
one of the worst that we know of.
Yeah. That, and yet it took all the way worst, until now to get him anywhere even near a jail. And now he's going to be put in jail. And it's like, yes, sure. He's old and he's probably going to die. But I feel like he should still be sentenced for longer just because.
Three thoughts. It's kind of crazy that he was like the goody two shoes. Like,
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's
people were all like, he was like,
what kind of life is that?
He was like the TV dad that everybody like, especially like,
I mean, he changed the game for African
American. Like, yes. I was thinking about like young black kids, like looked up to like his family, like educated black family. And like, just like looked up to them. Like that was like the first sitcom that showed like a black family kind of like in that light.
Upper
you know?
Class, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, so another thought is that, like, I'm not going to lie. When I saw the video of him, like, in handcuffs, like, getting brought from there, like, I kind of felt sad. Like,
it's
I don't know why. Like, I don't know if it's, like, I feel sad for, like, a whole race or, like, I just feel sad for, like, because it's, like, he was, like, supposed to be, like, he's, yeah. I don't want to say, I don't know, maybe a hero? Like, you know what I'm saying? For the community? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
That's right.
And for comedy, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was like a crazy yeah. comic. Like, you know, he's produced some crazy stuff. Fat Albert's, like, you know, cartoons
Fat
and stuff.
I love Fat Albert.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. It's just like really, it was just really sad seeing him. Not like I feel bad for him or something. I felt sad though for whatever reason.
I feel that. It's kind of, I feel like what that kind of feeling means to me, it's like kind of showing it's hard because it's like you want these folks that we look up to like be good in a lot of different senses. And I feel like this relates to government. Like you want people to be accountable for their actions. And it's kind of like, so even though people can change and do whatever, like, I feel like it's, we need it, especially for like, I guess for young men,
mm-hmm.
young men, we want them to now, you know that they should like what they do now, even like when they're teenagers, whatever, what they think is okay to do now, which like it isn't okay, like maybe take advantage of people, women, whatever,
mm-hmm.
That isn't okay, and like it will follow them. Like I feel like I want,
especially
like,
now everything's documented,
I want these kinds of things to like show these folks that like, yeah, like don't do these things that you think are okay. Like I just, it's like obviously any kind of like sexual assault is not okay, and society for the longest time has normalized different things of like that power based dynamic between this is like gonna sound pretty heteronormative, but like in general this is how it's been. It's just been like the power based dynamic between like a man and a female, and that like, you know, that's just like, or like females have been just like expected like for the pleasure of men kind of deal. And I feel like this, hopefully like something like this, like even though his sentence isn't as long as I would like it to be,
mm-hmm.
is starting to show people that like, you know what, it's sad because there his life is going to have this
negative.
They're making
an example for sure.
Like this is going to have a negative, like people who have looked up to him for a long time are now going to be like,
it needs to be done.
Yeah, like how it's just hard. It's like
it's like you're not gonna hide with your sweaters and you're acting like, you know, looking
funny,
down on people and stuff, and then you're you know, so yeah, man, it's just sad all around. But you know, you get what you deserve. So honestly, he's getting off easy.
He is,
you know,
for sure.
He lived a long life, you know, so
a long life of, you know, hurting people.
Yeah. So what did I had something to transition. Oh, I started listening to
Girls Gotta Eat.
I listened to one episode. So
which
far.
Episode?
The latest one. Did you listen to it yet?
Was it this one from this Monday?
Well, the one day where they had like the sex therapist.
Yes!
On there. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a really interesting episode.
That was an interesting one. You should listen to some of the other ones because that one was like a little bit more.
But I liked
serious,
it.
Serious, but like
if
I liked
if I
it
like
a
that
lot.
One, I'm probably gonna
You're
like
gonna
the other
ones. You're gonna love the other ones.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, to me, I just like listen to other podcasts. They are like very similar, like to us and stuff.
That's
I
just
like.
Thought their dynamic.
Yeah,
was
or
similar.
I guess technically we're more similar to them. Yeah. But I never heard them before. But but yeah, no. They were talking about sex, and to talk about before your point on like how women are expected to be serving men, or
yeah, kind of like just like we're there for the pleasure of men.
They were talking about some interesting points about mm-hmm. like getting into the psyche of men and sex, like, you know, how much pressure goes into, and into guys having sex. Like, yeah. And even the girls were like, you know, being like very eye opening. Like, you know, I never really thought about, I mean, putting too much thought into the fact that like we're the ones that are supposed to get the erection. We're the ones that
supposed like, to, that they, you know, like have this so much pressure to like perform or perform a certain way.
Yeah. So it's like, I thought it was like a very interesting episode. I'm really excited to go see him. When are we going to see him?
October 9th.
Okay. So that's next week, right? Or. So, yeah, it's like in a week
away
or something.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Not next week, but the week after.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so essentially, you know, go check out that podcast. I thought it was really interesting.
They're funny.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, that one specifically, I don't know what it was called. It was like,
Let's Talk About Sex.
Yeah, or something like that. But it was really interesting because they did a great conversation with this guy talking about not just women and, you know, sex, but like the guy really was giving good advice on like for women to understand guys better about like, I think it was just a good episode, right?
It was good. I really liked it. It definitely was good. Like they talked about both sides and this guy who was this sex therapist that they brought on, he has like written a book. Mm-hmm. Called She Comes First, which I think is the best title.
Yeah, She Comes First.
For a sex therapy book.
Think outside the box.
I love it. Yeah, so. Incredible. Yeah. But
now we have more stuff to talk about.
But I just thought it was really good. It was definitely eye-opening. I feel like I'm maybe, I don't know, I knew some of the stuff it was talking about. I didn't know some of the stuff. It's just a nice reminder,
one way or another.
Yeah, it made me think about stuff a different way. I just love that podcast because they're very genuine, very like, you know, they're very transparent.
Honest.
They're very honest and like they'll talk about different stuff.
Their experiences and stuff. Yeah. Stuff that like I still don't feel too comfortable talking about. Like, yeah, I'll talk about my dates and stuff, but like actual.
No,
like,
yeah, they talk about, they get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, she was all like, you know, yeah, they're just talking about her special. Like, she like, I don't even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Raina. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, check out that episode. Girls Gotta Eat. We're like, you know, we've been talking about them the last couple of weeks because V, you know, was excited about them coming and doing a live show here. Mm-hmm. And eventually we want to do that too. Essentially what else do we have to talk about?
Do we want to talk about a couple of like quick Bachelor in Paradise follow-up things?
Yeah, what do we got?
So Jacqueline.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes, I saw yes, this. Oh, I tagged you in it. Where was it?
Yeah. So Jacqueline, big doe-eyed Jacqueline from RE season.
Who I think is very, really cute.
She's cute.
Yeah.
And then Kiwi Jordan. So yeah. Jordan from
Australia.
New Zealand. Yeah. He
was just on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both of them actually were. Yeah. They missed each other.
But they both went to Burning Man, which, like, if anybody knows anything about Burning Man, it's, like, one of the weirdest art festival. It's, like, pretty much everybody is, like, on some kind of drugs.
Yeah, just dressed
crazy. Like,
dressed
crazy, half naked, usually, doing shit with fire and different, like, different art.
Yeah,
and things, dancing and whatever. And they went to Burning Man together.
Yeah.
And
what was the meme or the post, I think it was Descartes Pod or something like
it
that.
It was so funny. I'm going to find it.
Apparently, these two went over,
you know, had sex for like an entire week at Burning Man.
And now they're engaged. Yeah, it was something funny like that. They have pretty good, Descartes Pod has like pretty good.
Yeah, we love Descartes Pod.
Yeah. Oh, shout out. Let them know.
They're great. They love us. We love them.
I love like linking up with other podcasts and like being like that. But so yeah, that was pretty interesting. So there's another Bachelor couple that's just organically happening.
Can't find it. And then all of them are all in all of those like Bachelor Nation folks were just at the iHeart Music Festival in Vegas. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
Looking, taking thirst traps left and right.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it, Jason.
Yeah, they're good looking guys.
They're yeah.
How did Grocery Store Joe do on the first week of Dancing with the Stars?
He didn't do great. But he's gonna ride out like some votes, I think, for a hot second.
When did the votes come? Next week?
I think, I don't know.
I thought they had like an episode and then they do like the results.
Yeah,
the
I
next
think
day.
They vote. I honestly only watch Dancing with the Stars once in a while when someone I like is on there. And I actually didn't watch this first episode, but I watched clips and like they did this. It was grocery store theme. They had carts and stuff.
A little cringy.
And they're called Team Check Us Out. Like check out.
Yeah, I saw the hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check us out.
Play it. Yeah. So like, and poor Joe, you could tell because like he was in Kendall's story, being all like, she's like, I think he did great. He's like, no, I did horrible. he was like so sad about it. He's so
he knows though. Like he knows, but that might
poor
get him
baby.
Votes.
Yeah,
Because like you could be really bad and still make it all the way.
Because then usually then they become like the Cinderella story. Because then they like became like randomly great. Like,
Because like this is not even about a dancing. Yeah, like the judges will give you, and then the people vote.
Yeah, and then they had, well, they had one of my favorite former Cubs players. We called him Grandpa Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a couple seasons ago, right after the Cubs won the World Series. And
oh wow.
Yeah, and he, yeah, he was kind of shitty at the beginning, but then like he got eventually. I think he might have won it.
Yeah, you just need a little practice.
Yeah, get it going. Actually, and they were all like, we're so impressed with you now. So, like, I'm kind of like, come on, Joe.
Yeah, I think Joe has the fan base to actually pull it. So, I guess why don't we get into our slapper of the week?
Yeah, it'll be a short week this week.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
We've been running long.
I mean, yeah, we've been running long because of Bachelor news. But now it's just like, yo, guys, why don't we just give you a little bit of your day back? Or maybe not.
Sounds like, yeah, we're like in a meeting.
Yeah, or just catch up on last week's episode. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of your day.
Yeah, let's give you a little bit of your day back. I love those calls.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so not super impressed with a lot of the music that came out this past week.
Music.
Like Machine Gun Kelly dropped his album.
Yeah, I think I maybe listened to a couple tracks. Like
impressed.
I wasn't loving it. I was kind of like, maybe I'm just gonna keep replaying your diss track because it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did a lot to build up to that album.
He built up the hype. He did a good job.
But I don't think he lived up to the hype.
Because would I ever listen to Machine Gun Kelly just like on a whim otherwise? No.
Yeah. I don't
not
think
at all.
I don't think he lived up to the hype. I haven't heard anything really about the album or if it had anything to do with like any of the beef that he was in.
I haven't heard a peep.
Yeah.
And you follow more of that like hip hop news anyways. And like if you haven't heard anything then.
No. So I did actually like this one song by Rita Ora. And I haven't really found out like who wrote it or who produced
it
yet.
It's like a fun hit.
Yeah. Another person I dropped a song was French Montana and Drake.
And Drake.
Yeah. No Stylist.
Yeah.
And it's a good song.
It's a fun
good
song.
Bop,
I like it.
I don't like to force these slappers. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
And
we don't force it.
Yeah. And when it came to this Rio Ora song, it's called Let You Love Me.
Plus, I feel like this is also, you know how we like to like keep our mix fresh and keep it. I feel like this is a nice like kind of different
bring
vibe.
Bring it back to something like nice, you know. Rita Ora. I can't help to get in my feelings when I hear this. Not really like I put myself in this position, but the concept of the song is let you love me. And it's just like, why can't I just let this one person love me?
Yeah,
like, they love me so much.
Real, yeah, it's
I can
a
feel
real
it.
To
I
me.
Can feel it. Yeah, I feel like I'm on the opposite end of it.
Yeah,
so,
you are.
So, yeah, without further ado, why don't we just get into our slapper of the week? It's called Let You Love Me by Rita Ora, and it goes like this.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Instead of going down to find slapper.
I'm happy you got it this time.
Technical difficulties out of the way. Yeah!
Kids love it.
Never get too vulnerable. That's not your fault. See, I wanna stay the whole night. I wanna lay with you till the sun's up. I wanna
He's
let you
it.
Inside. For heaven knows I've tried.
Let's go!
Wish
that
I can let you love me.
Told you.
What's the matter? What's the matter with me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with me? Oh, I wish that I can let you love. Wish that I can let you love me now.
He gets hyped.
Oh,
right here. What?
That'll help me to break that.
And every time it gets too real.
What is that like?
And every time I feel a sabotage. And every time I push away, I really want to say that I'm sorry, but I say nothing.
Oh.
I want to stay the whole night. I want to lay with you till the sun's up. I want to let you inside. Oh, heaven knows I'm trying. I wish that I could let you love. Wish that I could let you love me. Wish that I could let you love. Wish that I could let you love. What's the matter with me? Oh, I wish that I could let you love.
Wish that I could let you love me.
Now.
Yeah!
I wish,
ready?
I wish
That's what it sounds like. Why does it
sound like slurping? You're slurping up some ramen. We're gonna go with. Could have gone summer bad.
Ready? Wish that I could let you clap it out. Come on. Alright, guys. We're gonna let it ride out. Let's go. Wish that I could let you love me now. Oh, you know what's coming. Oh, God. Alright, guys. Darling Slapper of the Week, Let You Love Me. Why are we having so much fun? No. I swear, there's that one noise. It goes.
It's
all right. Oh, gosh. Yikes.
Yikes.
Oh,
I
man.
Know. We just need like a recording of me going, yikes.
It might be a new section of our show. But yeah. All right. Why don't we get into some shout outs? What do we got?
Okay. Well, I already shouted out Jake and Kayla for getting married.
Oh, double shout out.
But I also need to shout out my girl, Amber Garrett, who took all their photos and took plenty of great photos of me that I'm very excited to see.
Shout out to Amber. Come take pictures of me.
Yeah, I know. She'll probably, like, honestly, she's a great photographer for weddings. So hit her up, Amber Garrett Photography.
Cool.
Her shit's beautiful.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah, babe.
Okay, let's see. What do we got?
Yeah. Hey, I actually would like to thank my priest and my rabbi.
I would like to shout out, just a quick shout out to my family.
Why not?
Want to shout out your family?
Yeah, sure. Why not? To Stefano Clan.
Yeah. Yeah, family first. They always listen. That's dope. So I love you guys. You know who you are.
Actually, I need to check on my mom. She used to send me like little critiques or like little things.
Yeah, I know. She been like, she not listening?
I don't know. I'm about to be like, bish, what?
No, my mom definitely gives me every week. Bish, she'll like let me know. She's like, I'm like driving down to work. I'm going to listen to it. And she's like, dude, you need to stop talking about your ex so much. I was like, mom, it's a
hey, hey, you heard it here first.
Calm down over there. Settle down.
Damn.
That's just what moms do. But
because they know it's right.
I was like, mom, it's a bit. Come on.
Sure. It's just a bit.
Anyways.
Christ forever. Did you just see a single tear going downsize
me? Yo, shut up, Veronica. So, and I like also like to shout out my homie Chris Burns. What up, Chris? Yeah, so I saw
Drake Burns.
I don't know why you wrote Drake either, so I'm glad I remembered. It's Chris. So yeah, Chris Burns, man, I love you, bro. We hung out this weekend and I told him to give him a shout out. He listens to the show. He got into his girlfriend Taylor, my friend Taylor Toops. Let me give a shout out to Taylor Toops too. got him into Bachelor in Paradise and yeah, now he's listening to our show and he had nothing but good things to say about us. So that's good. And then, you know, what else we got? We got a party this weekend we're going to, right?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. Yeah,
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we're going to go to a disco party.
Yeah.
At Taylor Marie's.
What does that mean? Shout out to TM.
So it's going to be disco, like 70s music. And we're going to be in cute disco outfits. I need to find something shiny and do my makeup all crazy.
I mean, like, what are you dressed like? I don't understand. Like, what am I supposed to dress like?
I mean, like, think about like the kind of like the suits or like just like the big pattern shirts that are this is perfect for you. You know how you like yes.
What do I dress like?
You know how you like you always like have like five buttons undone?
Yeah. That's and a like, gold chain or something?
Yes.
Do I need the hairy chest?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I got
You're
it.
You're here for it.
Yo, I'd be walking into the party like this.
Yes. Oh my God, guys, this is a perfect party for Zay.
Yeah, all right, I know what I'm doing. I might not even cut my hair.
My mom, when I was texting her about this, I was like being like, I think I have an idea, but like, you know, reinforce my ideas, mm-hmm. mom. And she like, her last text when she was like texting me like different ideas were like, you know, like the guys all pretty much looked like pimps and the girls were all kind of slutty.
Oh.
And I was like, we got this.
Yeah, we got this.
I said, ha ha ha, perfect.
Any of our buddies going to be there? Any of our friends?
Like who?
I don't know. Do we have any friends coming?
Shanna should be there. Shanna? I think like Katha right, cool. should be there.
Sick.
So like some of that squad.
What about John V?
John V is going to be there. Yeah!
All right, guys. And that was episode 27 of Future Bachelor. I think my neighbor came home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard something.
Either way, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So this has been episode 27 of Future Bachelor.
27 really sounds so weird.
I know, it really does. 28 next week, dude. We're inching close to that episode 30, and it's gonna be a good one. So
yeah,
guys. I just want to say continuing to like shout out to all the people that are showing us love, hitting us up on
give us those 5 stars on iTunes,
please.
If you can
subscribe and give us those stars,
five
give us a rating.
Stars.
We love you. And then also follow us on Instagram at The Future Bachelor on IG. So
yeah,
man, we've we're over 5,000 likes or followers on the IG.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I know you hate
making
when I keep
money
count,
moves.
But I swear, like, that's a lot of followers. So
no, yeah.
And we're I'm still like on our goal. We got a year to get to 10,000 followers on
we
Future Bachelor. So it's the goal. And so yeah, guys, continue to listen. Hit us up on DMs. Like if you got ideas or you like something from the show or you want to hear about a topic or a shout out.
I think I'm gonna do some polls in the
I mean,
soon.
What you got to do something to replace Tipsy Talks.
I mean, yeah, we'll do
something. That's like good weekly promotion for us. So
yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure something out, guys. Once again, like the shout out to my homie Dylan for being producer today.
Dylan,
1 month anniversary. That's what's up, bro. You got anything to say? Well, I mean, you know,
he's just chilling out there.
Yeah, what?
You know how I be.
you know how I be.
So we tasked Dylan to come up to come now with 2 topics. So you're gonna bring some topics next week to maybe talk about, you know, on the show. Yeah, I got you. So yes, we got a lot going on. Things are changing, things are growing. Stick with us, man. We got a lot of cool things. So shout out to all my people that have been saying they've seen stickers out and about town.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, people have been I've been getting a
I'm
lot
gonna spread
lately.
Some more in Missouri, as I said. Just
good.
You wait. We're gonna be across the
coming
entire
to
nation.
You. So guys, that's about it. We're gonna wrap this one up. Episode 27 of Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week, all right? Deuces.
Bye.
Dylan, cut it.
Future Bachelor Podcast.